Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
What day is it? Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Only Tuesday.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Hello, Buzz. And Buzz, of course, has a great rhyme if you ever forget what day of the week it is. Buzz, tell us your great rhyme.
If it's not Monday, it's either Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. That's more of a song.
Don't know. It's Buzz's rhyme.
Put me on the spot and that's what I'll do.
Well, that's pretty good for on the spot.
Yeah. I agree.
Hey, no, let's talk about something exciting. No, mate, I was being nice, okay? Something exciting.
Yes.
So we did the project last night in Sydney. We had the big Thor project with Chris Hemsworth and Mark Ruffalo. Isn't Mark Ruffalo a delightful man?
And,
I didn't know much.
Stunning.
And stunning. Yeah. Good-looking fella.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, we're all up and about after that. Get in the car and read Lisa Wilkinson's tweet. I have some news. I'm sad to say that today was my last day on the Today Show bombshell.
Everyone, what?
We're on the car going, what? Even Carl this morning, you could hear that he was shocked by the whole thing.
It's safe to say we're all a little bit shocked and it will take a little while to sink in. So for now, just this, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you for the laughs, the sage advice, the calmness. Oh, the calmness. And thank you for all of your support.
But guess what? Guess who gets that calmness? Channel 10.
I know.
Because the calmness is coming to the project.
Isn't that exciting? The calmness is coming.
Sounds like a movie
Next
trailer.
Summer.
January 2018.
The calmness is coming.
Which is brilliant news for the project.
Yes.
Welcome to the awesome, awesome woman that is Lisa Wilkinson.
She is an absolute superstar. I was excited for two reasons about that, because she is a superstar. Mm. Second reason, I was also just excited there was a big news story after our show, because it took my mind off a little thing that happened during the project.
I was there. I don't remember anything happening during it.
We were chatting to Thor and Hulk. And of course, the great director, Taika.
Oh, I remember. And you were talking about chlamydia.
Okay, that's not the bit I was talking about.
Oh.
Why not?
Ruffalo, I do remember that bit. That was awkward.
I thought that was pretty funny, to be honest. And I mentioned something that happens, mind you, in the trailer, right? In the trailer for the movie, this thing happens. And as a joke, Thor said, he goes, oh, careful, spoiler. And we kind of all have a laugh. Yeah. Well, after the show, I turned on my phone and I got on Twitter.
I noticed you were on your phone a lot after. Yeah. You looked stressed.
Because I had a lot of tweets and I was like, I looked at it and I thought, because I'm arrogant, right? I thought,
great interview, Tommy.
I did have a pretty good show. The big dog had a ripper. And then I started flipping through the tweets and they're like, thanks. The first one started, thanks, dickhead. That's what it said. It said,
okay, don't repeat it. Said it once.
Well, that's what it. Yeah. And it said, I've been waiting years for this thought and you've ruined it. Hashtag spoiler. And then I'm like, well, that'll just be one. And then I read the next one. It was even worse.
But hold on, it was in the trailer.
Yeah, I know. But the people.
So do people that are fans of something not watch the trailers?
Or even know the story or anything, or not be able to tell a bloody joke when they see one?
Well,
but so anyway, I was
you were
just
very
happy
that Lisa was copping some delightful attention on Twitter, so you didn't have to anymore.
Yeah, they took their mind off the guy that apparently ruined the world. I've got something for you next. So a friend, he has got in touch with me, sent me a message, and he's asked me a favour.
Mm.
And it's for me, it's such a massive thing in my head that I thought I need the calmness. And you, in my life, are the calmness.
You need Lisa.
I need... how quick can the calmness come?
January 2018, can you hold on?
But I thought rather than message my mate back and deal with what he's asked me about, we'll just get him live on the show next.
Brilliant.
And we'll address this favour that he's asked me to do next. And hopefully you can help me get through this. That's next.
Great. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ed Sheeran fans, you might not be happy with Bickmore's bits coming up very soon.
Why not?
Bad news for Ed.
Oh, is there? But I haven't checked my bits.
Buzz knows something that...
Know something about my bits that I don't.
Also, that's mildly offensive. You're basically saying if Ed finds himself in Carrie's bits, it's bad news for Ed. Hey, here's what I want to talk to you about.
What's going down?
I got a I got a mate, right? And he's a pretty incredible human. He's a drummer. He's drummed for Rihanna, amongst many other people. He's also an inventor. He's been on Shark Tank, got a successful deal on Shark Tank.
Wow.
And he's fascinating. I love catching up with him. And
Have you ever pitched him any of your inventions?
That's what we constantly talk about. He joins us now. Magesh, g'day.
How are you, Tommy?
Mate, I'm always better for hearing your voice. But
that is a lovely thing to say.
Are you going to pitch him one now? What have you got for him today?
Do you know why you're on the show, Magesh?
Well, to be honest, I actually auditioned for the year before, and I kind of, when I pitched like everybody else.
No, this show, mate.
Shark Tank. It's good to hear the backstory for Shark Tank, though. I didn't know you auditioned the year before. That's
nice
good.
Little tidbit there. No,
I was talking about this show. I pitched for it a year ago.
No, do you know why I am chatting to you now live on the radio?
It's kind of a funny story. I sent a text, but this is what you don't know. The text I sent to everybody in my phone, but I obviously changed the name because I didn't want to seem impersonal. And the nature of the text was a moving house and who wants to help carry boxes because I've got skinny girl arms.
So this is the exact text. Tommy, hey, brother, it's Magesh. I have an offer for you. You might find hard to refuse. I'm moving house this Saturday morning and wanted to see if you wanted to help unload the truck.
Oh.
I'll be in charge of moving pillows and tissue boxes. Manly Men will be doing the heavy lifting.
Oh, that's nice.
It is.
Yeah, it's good to help out a mate.
I wanted to see how was your response been for this text. I didn't know it was a blanket offer.
You were the only person that got back to me.
Oh,
you, right.
Yeah, and lovely.
I still don't know if you're actually helping or you just wanted me to be on your show to fill 5 minutes.
Mate, there is no chance I'm helping you move.
You're not going to help Magesh?
No.
Why?
Magesh, I love you, mate, and I love hanging out with you. But moving, who do you, Carrie, who do you ask to help move?
All right, immediate family, and then maybe like your real close friends.
People that if you were to get married would probably be in your bridal party. Yep. Things like that.
People that you just expect that you would do it for them, they do it for you, and they just have to suck it up.
Yeah. Magesh, again, I consider you a dear mate, but what, we catch up maybe twice a year?
But there is a chance I'll be in your bridal party.
That is, mate, you're dreaming on that as well.
Wow, this is an intense. Did you just get Magesh on to just cut him down? Mate, you're not my mate. Wanted to tell you live on air, we're not friends.
No, we're dear friends. But I think you've got the friendship circle of who you asked to move.
The group text. So you need to be removed from this group text circle and put in a different WhatsApp group. Is that what you're asking for?
I don't want anything that comes with the moving circle of mates. I need to be moved out of.
But this is this is what you got to understand, Tommy. I've moved something like 7 times in the last 8 years, so everybody's been in that circle. And now they're out of the circle.
Yeah, but here's the problem. I'm worried that if I get into that circle now, I'm going to get asked another 8 times in the next 7 years, and I just want to really nip this in the bud and tell you I'm not going to help you move.
Okay. I mean, you could have texted me. I didn't have to be on the show and you're
really in front of. You know, there is one good thing, though. You help Magesh and then he's got to help you move.
Hey, Magesh, this is not bad. So I'm moving the next week, strangely.
Oh, you are?
Oh, well, but hang on. You help Magesh. Magesh helps you.
But I would never ask Magesh to do this.
Well, he's here now, mate. Who have you got helping you? Don't ask me because I'm not helping.
So,
ask Magesh.
So if I said no to you but then asked you to help me next week, would you help me?
I would still help you.
No way. Don't make me feel bad. Now you're humiliating me live on radio.
I would still help you with the tissue boxes and the pillows.
Oh, Magesh.
You know I have heaps of tissue boxes and pillows. You know that's not fair.
I feel like there's a better conversation we can have with Magesh. How extraordinary your name is, Magesh. Is your name really Magesh?
Yes, Kerry, it is. It's like New York. It's so cool. They say it twice.
Oh, New York.
Isn't he great? Yeah, I told you he was great.
Yeah, I think I want to work with him.
Oh, hey, Magesh.
I'll do it at half of Tommy's rate, Kerry, half of it.
The Carrie and Magesh show. It's got a ring to it. The Carrie and Magesh, sorry.
You know where you could work out better details for your show while you're helping Magesh move. It's Saturday.
Is it common from, what's your background, Magesh?
Indian. My background's Indian. My parents came here and, yep.
Is it common, though, in India to have double names?
I that wasn't my birth name. I changed. Yeah, so I had a really long name, and I Can't say it on the air. We probably just don't have enough time for your show.
Oh, you're so funny too.
Yeah. So after at school, like teachers would just struggle through it. I said the day I turn 18, I'm going to change my name. And I said that I just wanted to be called Migesh. And then like they said, what do you mean? I said, I don't want a last name. And they said, no, you can't do that. And then I said, what about Prince? And the old lady hadn't heard of him. So it became Migesh Migesh.
The old lady would have heard, you should have gone with Madonna, because the old lady would have heard of Madonna. She would have remembered that other old lady called Madonna.
Well, that's because Kate Langbrook's son's Lewis Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, we should talk to people that have the same first name and last name.
Migesh, have you ever met another same first name, last name?
No, I haven't. I've met a Mahesh, but he wasn't a Mahesh Mahesh.
Yes. We will.
Mahesh might help
well,
you.
Well, we're going to put the call out on 131060. If you've got the same first and last name,
yeah,
we'd love to hear from you. Also, if you're
you
free Saturday
move.
And you want to help Migesh move.
Thanks, Sherry.
Hey, that was my idea.
I'm actually busy, mate, but we'll find you somewhere.
Love you, mate. I will see you soon, but definitely not Saturday.
Okay. And just remember, folks, to write in if you want to see the Migesh and Kerry Bickmore show. Anybody
131060, we're looking for people with the same first and last name.
Kerry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we just had your gorgeous friend on Migesh Migesh.
Yeah, he's
well, a friend's probably a stretch. I mean, you won't even help the guy move. So.
No. Definitely a friend. I would call him a dear friend. But
you cannot call him a dear friend. You help a dear friend move. He's a friend. He's not a dear friend.
No, he's a dear friend.
Well, then you should help him move.
No, hang on. He's moving. The people you asked to move are like...
Your dear friends.
A bridal party. We established that. Bridal party.
Your dear
party.
Friends.
You've got dear friends that you wouldn't put in your bridal party, right?
No, I think dear friends are your like inner closest friends, aren't they?
I would call you a dear friend. I'm not asking you to move.
Oh, can you stop on air trying to get me to say we're good mates? You do this to me all the time. We're getting to know each other. You're a friend, but you're not a dear friend.
Oh, it's like a dagger every time, and I keep walking back into it.
Anyway, we're talking about the fact that Migesh has the best name ever, Migesh Migesh, and we have Debbie on the line. Tell me, Debbie, your name's Debbie Does Dallas.
On a rare occasion it can be, yeah.
Wow.
Are you Debbie Debbie?
No, unfortunately not, no.
Okay, are you ringing in
to help
Migesh
move?
No.
Why are you calling Debbie?
Okay, my husband grew up with the name Scott Scott.
Scott Scott, that's great.
Yeah.
Scott yeah. Scott. And is he still, you said, so is he still Scott Scott?
No, he was born a Jamison and his mother remarried when he was young, so she changed his name to Scott Scott and he legally changed it back at 16.
What was mum doing?
Scott Scott.
Scott Scott.
Was it yeah.
Oh.
I like it.
Scott Scott.
Scott Scott.
Scott Scott's here.
Scott Scott.
Scott Scott. Scott Scott, Scott Scott, where are you?
Let's go to...
Nicole?
Oh, Knickers. Please tell me it's a Knickers. Is it?
Hi, guys. No, it's not. I used to have a client and her name was Mandy Mandy.
Mandy. I always thought
But she
Mandy.
Actually married. She actually married a Mandy.
Oh,
so
she became Mandy Mandy.
So Mandy Mr.
Her first
Mandy.
Name was M. Yeah, basically. Her first name was Mandy and her last name was Mandie.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Mandy.
Yes.
You'd either see that when you first met the boy and found out whose last name was Mandy. You'd either take that as a sign to stay forever or run away forever, wouldn't you? You'd either go, I can't be Mandy Mandy,
no,
or
I have to be Mandy Mandy. What about Thomas? Thomas, what is your name Thomas Thomas?
Yes.
Oh, Thomas Thomas. You
oh,
ripper.
Thomas.
And do you go by Thomas?
Tom Tom?
Oh, yeah,
well,
you Tom Tom?
My family and friends call me Tommy.
Oh, it's like you, Tommy.
Yeah, you sound like an absolute ripper,
How
Tommy.
Old are you, Thomas?
I'm 12.
You must have cool parents.
See what we just did there, Tommy? I immediately called you Tommy because you said family and friends, and I immediately hear a kindred spirit, and I go with friends. Carrie likes to keep fine people such as you and me at an arm's distance.
No, it's that the call topic was, is your name the same first and last name, mm-hmm. and Tommy Thomas isn't Thomas
no,
Thomas.
No, I just think you, like me, you're making Tommy here work for your friendship a little too hard. Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Oh, Ed Sheeran, my mate, my dear friend, Ed Sheeran has been hit by a car in London. He's been rushed to hospital with reports suggesting he's broken his arm. He went on Instagram saying, I've had a bit of a bicycle accident. I'm currently waiting on some medical advice, which may affect some of my upcoming shows. Please stay tuned for further news. Ed X.
The ginger prince still rides a bike around?
I know.
God, just
it
when
makes
you
sense that he'd ride a bike.
When you couldn't love him anymore.
He looks like a bike riding lover.
Well, only in certain parts of the world.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, he wouldn't be riding a bike in Australia.
I think he goes hiking when he comes to Australia.
He's too pale. He would burn. No, that's not. I don't mean that as an insult, but like he
you can
is.
Use sunscreen, you know.
He'd have to use zinc.
Yeah. He'd still walk though, just cover up.
He'd have to tie a bungee cord around his feet and he'd have to bungee jump into a huge vat of zinc to have a head-to-toe coverage.
Okay.
What? Don't you think he'd burn?
I haven't thought through that.
Well, I'm caring for Ed more than you are.
Let's talk Margot Robbie, one of my fave Aussie girls. Apparently,
she's
been married to longtime boyfriend Tom Ackerley for longer than we all thought.
How long did we all think?
So 2016 is when they had this private wedding in the Byron Bay hinterland.
Yes.
So that's only, what, like a year ago, if I do my math correctly.
Good maths.
But she was overheard at the Hamptons International Film Festival being congratulated on her first year wedding anniversary, and she responded with, it's been 3 years.
Ooh. So maybe her maths is no good.
I love that woman. Do you know I once pretended to be Margot Robbie to help her get away from the paps?
Tell me everything.
Oh, it was so fun. It's the
where,
funnest
how,
thing.
What?
Well, because we were doing an interview at her house, right?
On the project. I remember this.
The project. It was you great. Went, met her family. They were gorgeous. Yep. Gorgeous delight. And she's just a down-to-earth, awesome chick. Anyway, all the paps were outside. They came during the interview because I think they got wind that she was going to be going to Byron for the day or something. So they all started arriving and everyone
at
was
at her house?
Yes, outside her house. Everyone was like, oh, the paps are here. Anyway, she was like, oh, she wanted to go have the day in Byron, have some fun with her friends. I think her nephew was there. And I was like, well, I'm blonde. You're blonde. This is when I was blonde, right? The perks being blonde.
Yes.
And being Margot Robbie. I put a hat on and I snuck out the door into the van. And then the pap car followed me thinking I was Margot. Heading off to the airport.
Isn't that great?
And I wasn't.
Mission Impossible.
I know.
Margot Impossible.
Margot Impossible.
That's great. Also,
it's the closest I'll ever be to Margot Robbie.
Well, I was going
to
say, no.
Other than that, it's not much similarities.
You should feel pretty chuffed. That's pretty great. She's, without a doubt, one of the hottest women in the world.
And my
and that's
back
you.
Of my head looks like her. And this final story I have for you today, look, I'm not so sure on it anymore. I'll be honest, when I said to our producer, Caitlin, I saw a funny story about a fed-up husband who hid in the woods for 10 years to escape his nagging wife. I thought, that's extreme. I need to know more about that story. She's presented me with a story. I don't think he's just a fed-up husband who's escaped to...
Give me the
bits. Okay, so... To get as far as possible from his wife, Malcolm rode 200 k's from Birmingham to London. After his bike got
he's
stolen.
He's done a Ned Sheeran. He's taken to the bike to London.
After his bike got stolen, he walked the remainder of the journey on foot, which took him 3 weeks. Once he arrived in London, he then camped in thick woodland near Kingston. He said he made a home in the woods for 5 years while maintaining the gardens at a local community centre for the elderly. He said, without a word to anyone, not even my family, I packed up and left. I just went missing for 10 years. I kind of feel like it went from a funny little nagging story to just a jerk who's left his wife and family.
Descended into madness and camped in the woods. You do often, because I saw when Caitlin sent around this, the line, the thing that worried me was there was no link to an actual story.
So, maybe Caitlin's just made all this up.
I reckon she might. Is she in there?
Is she there, Caitlin? No, she's digging some research. Malcolm.
She's heard us bring up the nagging wife and she's gone, oh no, this isn't a real story. I'm legging it. I'm going to go keep in the woods.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've got a ripping tale for you, because... This one, we go all the way to Texas. Do you have any Texan sound effects there, Buzz?
I don't. Texan?
Yeah, you have to do
them
live.
Can you put on a Texan accent? Just to do that.
A Justice Department employee. Was that not bad?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay.
That's great.
We're going all the way to Texas with this one. Thank you for joining us.
That sounds like George Bush.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was trying to get a McConaughey. All right, all right, all right.
Oh, right.
That's what I was trying
to say. Really good.
A bit more into that, a bit lower. Anyway, we're going to Texas. You've got
now
that
you're back
by
to
now.
Tommy.
Yes.
All right, so what's happened in Texas?
A bloke has taken a day off work. He works at a juvenile justice department.
Okay.
And he took a day off work, right? He works in the canteen there.
Yeah.
And
that'd be pretty stressful, yeah.
Pretty stressful. Yeah. You've got to organise all the stock to be delivered so you can provide all the meals for the whole justice department. And on his day off, there was a delivery of fajitas.
Fajitas.
That is how I should have said it.
Mexican wrap things.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the person who was filling in for him said, that's a bit weird. You must have delivered to the wrong place because we don't actually sell fajitas. And the delivery driver went, well, it's fajitas. You clearly don't sell them because you've mispronunciated it again. And
they don't sell the food anyway. They give it away, don't they?
Irrelevant
piece of information.
And the delivery driver went, well, you must have because I've been delivering a huge amount of fajitas every day here for the past 9 years.
Oh.
And the person went, sorry? And they went, yeah, where's the usual bloke who's on here? Turns out he's been ordering all these, do you know how many, buddy, 800 pounds of fajitas a day he's been ordering? You know what he's been doing? Stashing them and selling them from his own little side store.
That's amazing.
How good is that?
Where's his side store? Within the premises or he takes them home and sells them?
How's this? They found, investigated, he was fired the next day. Investigators arrested him after finding a refrigerator full of fajitas in his house.
Or did they just follow the smell to his fart?
They followed the trail. At first, local authorities thought he might have stolen between $2,500 and $30,000 worth of fajitas over the years. But after investigating all the purchase orders, how many do you reckon he'd stolen? How much in a dollar value?
$50?
$1.2 million worth of fajitas. He's stolen $1.2. That's a fajita load of food, right?
Oh, have you ever stolen anything?
Yeah, this is what I wanted to talk
about. Have you stolen food?
I've stolen lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Well, it was when, I'm kind of young, stupid. I used to always, don't steal, but let's enjoy the times that we did and got away with it. I used to get the Slurpee cups.
Yeah.
I used to fill them up with Chocky bars and then put the Slurpee in. So then you'd get the cup and
you'd
walk around.
And then you'd cover it with a cola Slurpee and then you couldn't see it.
And then not only did you get a few free Chocky bars.
But then they're all wet.
No, they were ice cold. They're in packets.
Yeah, but, okay.
They're not wet at all. They're just icy cold. It's like getting them out of the fridge, which they've started doing anyway. I'm like, I'm years ahead of you guys. What about you,
Bickers? Well, Sonda, our producer, said she used to steal chocolate bars when she was a little girl and stick them down her pants. Isn't that right, Son?
Yeah.
Now's not the time to be shy.
No, but why are all of my stories terrible? No, but and this involve undies.
They're not terrible. Terrible. This is genius.
Because you were quite smart, right? Because what was your reason behind this?
Okay, so I was 6 years old and I used to, at the Woolworths checkout or whatever.
Oh,
So I'd just sneak a candy bar and I'd shove it into my undies because I thought no one is checking a six-year-old's undies.
Yeah.
And they never did. And even if they'd seen me, I reckon they would have thought, oh, that's sad girl.
You can't ask a six-year-old, is that a candy bar in your jocks, without sounding a bit weird, right?
And did you used to go home, because you didn't have a TV at home or siblings, you just go home and eat it in your room on your own?
Underwear candy.
And you know what? I didn't throw the wrappers out because I thought that that's too conspicuous to put them in the bin, so I hid them under my bed. And one day, years later, my dad found all these
jock wrappers. You know, that story's nowhere near as sad as, because when you first said it, you just said I would steal candy bars and hide them in my underwear because I know no one's checking. And I didn't realize you were six. I thought you were like in your early 20s. And you just thought, well, I'm not going to get any action, so I'll hide them.
No one's checking.
I'll hide them in my jocks when no one's checking. You know, because I think sometimes people think it's okay to steal from your workplace as well.
Stationery. Reams of paper. I used to steal reams of paper.
Did you? I've started thinking about one for here because I keep forgetting to go to the supermarket, right? I borrowed toilet paper from my mate 2 days ago who lives half the distance in the supermarket than me. And now I've run out of coffee at home and I thought we've got a huge thing of coffee here. So I've actually thought of bringing in my small empty thing of coffee and filling it from the big one we've got in the kitchen here. Why not?
I mean, there's got to be some perks.
Yes. Some perks.
there's a lot of perks.
Buzz, what are you stealing?
I have previously in the past taken Glen 20, you know, the disinfectant spray. You know, the one that you use? Like, it gets rid of 99.9% of germs.
Yeah, we get what it is. Why are you stealing it?
Because I don't like germs.
Not enough to buy the product.
It's like $8.
How many have you stolen?
Not many. Like when it gets to the end of it, I used to just bring the rest of it home.
But
wow.
That's the saddest stealing story.
We were on a high. We should have gone out earlier.
Sticking chocolates down her pants. That was a good story.
Actually, you could have used the Glen 20 to clean the chockies off before you munched down on them.
All right, 13, 10, 60. What did you steal? Not now. Yeah, being caught stealing. You wouldn't do it now, but what did you in the past?
I'll tell you, if you're mid putting candy down your jocks.
No, we're not allowed to encourage stealing, mate.
Oh, well, say it was in the past if you're doing it now.
13, 10, 60, what do you steal? Hey, your call's next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about when you stole stuff.
Yeah.
Because this guy stole $1.2 million worth of fajitas.
Yeah, and I just thought, well, we've all done it.
Not fajitas. I stole something when I was about five. I lived in Colorado for a year with my mum and my friend at the time. She was just like a naughty girl and she convinced me when we were out shopping with my mum to steal something, this little toy.
Yeah.
And I felt so weird about doing it. You know, when you're little, you know when you're doing something that's just not
right.
You
feel sick in the stomach.
And we got all the way back to the car and mum looked at that and she said, "Where'd you get that from?" And I said, "You bought it." She goes, "Well, I didn't." And then she just walked me straight back to the shop and made me go to the lady and say to her I stole it and apologise.
America has very strict punishment laws. Imagine if you got locked up.
Five-year-old Aussie girl locked up in Colorado Springs.
So we're talking, what are you stealing?
We've got Joey on the line. Hey, Joey, what did you steal?
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, I mean, we're living the dream. How about you? Are you stealing stuff? What did you steal?
Yeah, so when I was back in school, I used to steal, do you know, Five Gum?
Five Gum. Oh,
no,
yeah,
that?
I do.
Yeah.
It was like cool mint and stuff with a flavour.
Yeah,
it was
the
like
watermelon
a refreshing.
Maybe.
Yeah,
different flavours. I used to steal probably like maybe 5-6 packets, put it down my pants in the Woolies.
Yeah.
And then sell it at school.
You walked out there
and sell it at school. The genius behind the fajitos man, he was taking them home and selling them.
Yeah. You could be our producer Saunders' soulmate. You're both stuffing stuff down your jocks.
We both like putting stuff down our pants. So.
Yeah. And the great stuff with yours is, Joey, it's minty fresh. Like
exactly,
it works as a kind of crutch deodorant as well.
Yeah, you don't need any Glen 20. You just know it's clean.
Very well done, Joey. Damon's on the phone. Damon, what have you stolen?
I stole undies.
That's, I mean...
Vending machine,
I'm worried.
A shop, where?
There's not a chance I'm stealing used undies. No, I stole them from, like, Big W and stuff like that. Just dack the dacks and walk out.
Well, you put the undies down the undies.
We can't be encouraging. This is what I was worried about. Please tell me this is a long time ago.
It was last week.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was yesterday. I did it yesterday.
Did you at least...
Teenager, so probably 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago.
So was this in the funny crossover period where your mum was still buying your undies, but you wanted cooler undies, and so this was your way of getting them?
No, this was my parents' way of trying to get me to grow up. They're like, all right, you're old enough to buy your own clothes now, so we're going to leave you in charge. And I'm like, well, this stuff is expensive, so... The end to go and walk out.
Yeah. It's smart. It's very smart of you. No, Carrie's giving me the look like I'm not allowed to say it's smart.
You can't encourage. Did you not come to the same training session I went to?
Damon, did you ever get caught?
Nah.
Yeah, see? Brilliant.
That doesn't make it okay. Let's finish with Mark in Melbourne. Mark, what did
you... You've probably got someone called up from jail now and this is the big lesson in why we don't do it.
What did you steal?
I stole my boss's desk.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What are you up to tonight?
I have the annual AGM for Gangster Mugs tonight.
Do you?
Yeah.
What?
We're going to work out how many mugs we can try and move over the Christmas period. We've got some new mug designs coming.
Genuinely what you're doing tonight?
Yeah. You asked me a question and I wasn't expecting to give an honest answer, but yeah.
I want to come to one of those meetings.
Well, we're also going to make some gangster keep cups to try and keep up with the times. Yep, gangstermugs.com. I know this is not what we plan to do, but...
I was going to tell you, Alice Cooper was on the project tonight. He'd love a gangster mug.
He would. Well, I've given you one before that you think's too rude, so you could give it to him.
Yeah, that was too rude for me. Yeah, it had a word that I just don't use.
Yeah, no, a lot of them do, actually.
And there's a lot of words I use, but that's not one of them.
Amy Shenandi in next. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.